Mark! My God, what happened?
Like you care, Mildred.
Don't be silly, child.
Well, I seem to have gotten in the way of a stray bullet.
Helton was leaning on one of Hubertus's nasty sec men. That man didn't look too chipper either, but he wasn't bleeding anywhere Mildred could see. She got Mark onto a table and shooed the sec man out.
You want to tell me how it happened?
Mildred cut away Mark's blouse with a pair of broken-nosed medical scissors.
No.
What do you mean, no?
I mean, no. I can't tell you how it happened.
She flicked her gaze sideways to his face. His expression was bleak in a way that she'd never seen it before. She got the blouse off, forcing herself to be professional about the buff, lean upper torso thereby revealed. The bullet had punched through his deltoid just inboard of his left shoulder. It had evidently missed the joint. He was moving the arm on his own, wincing when he did.
Stop fidgeting! Oldest medical advice on record. If it hurts when you do it, don't do it. Now can you at least tell me what you got nailed with? Or is that classified too?
A hand blaster. A 38 special, I think.
She swabbed the entry wound with alcohol. There was no exit. Probing with the rapid ruthlessness required by trauma treatment, she quickly ascertained that the soft lead slug had struck a rib, cracked without breaking it, and traveled around to come to rest at the edge of his scapula, right beneath the skin. Had she been back in her own time, she would have packed him off to the surgeons. Given where she was and who her patient was, she dabbed alcohol over the lump, picked up a steel kidney pan and a scalpel.
Mark, I'm going to do a little minor surgery. It won't take any time at all. Would you like a local anesthetic?
And spoil my tough guy image?
His grin was as brilliant as ever. He looked as if he'd done no more than stripped off his shirt to catch a few rays of mountain sun.
All right, Rambo.
She made a quick, deft cut. The bullet popped into the pan. It was hardly deformed. The sight bled barely at all. Which was fortunate, because all of a sudden, horrified insight had transfixed Mildred. Christie's hideout S&W was a 38. She looked at him, feeling the blood drain away from her own face. He looked away. Quickly, she stitched the incision, cleaned it, covered it with a pressure pad, and wrapped Mark's shoulder in a bandage.
We're gonna put your wing in a sling, Captain. I need to discourage you from flapping it around.
The door to the infirmary opened. Four men stood there in full battle dress, including Fritz helmets and overgarment bulletproof vests that looked like something baseball umpires wore. Two of the men had little MP5K machine pistols, one a Benelli autoloading shotgun, the fourth a holstered Beretta, and a set of ready restraints. All wore the gorgets of Hubertus' sec force.
What's going on here?
We've come to arrest the healer. General's orders, Captain Helton.
The whip struck Christie's naked buttock and curled around it in a slither of silk. It stung like a scorpion sting. She ground her teeth together and glared at her tormentor.
You are tough and resilient. Excellent. Excellent. Challenge adds spice to the game.
The car in front of the detention wag was the interrogation car. It was very comprehensive. Much of it consisted of a single large open compartment with stainless steel walls and a floor that sloped downward gently to a drain. Brackets jutted from strategic points on the ceiling, floors, and walls. Along one wall was an extra-wide sliding door to facilitate discreet disposal of prisoners who were used up in the course of their questioning. Christie's wrists were suspended from two overhead brackets by special manacles, padded to avoid so much as bruising her pale skin. Similar anklets on her legs held her ankles wide apart. She was naked. The intel chief walked around to stand in front of her. There were strange stirrings beneath his tunic, as if agitated animals were in there with him. He brandished the long-handled whip.
You imagine that you can hold out. You have endured torture before, yes? You have been anticipated. This device, and certain others, have been designed especially to break down the resistance of just such as yourself. All without leaving a lasting mark. On the outside, that is.
She bit her lip. Holding the lash against the handle with his gloved hand, he ran the end of the handle down the inside of her right thigh.
A wonderful contrivance, this whip. deceptively simple in appearance. Silk, specially weighted, thin enough to stimulate the nerves without cutting your skin. Which is really quite remarkably tough and resilient itself. You might think this is an artifact of our own violent time. You would be wrong. Such cunning work requires skill and resources quite unavailable today. This, like Magog itself, dates from the lost days before the Big War. Indeed, like most of the rest of the appurtenances here in my thoroughly soundproofed playroom, the General found it along with the original train.
He stepped close.
The General is infatuated with you. He's coddling you. But believe me, in time he'll grow tired of you. He'll give over this ridiculous notion of getting an heir to his empire to be by you. And when that day comes, you will be fully mine. In the meantime...
He reached up and caught a pink nipple with his fingers, pinched and twisted it cruelly.
I still can plumb the limits of what you can endure and exceed them.
Go for it, you son of a bitch.
An endless time later, after the sun had set, the intercom in the interrogation chamber chimed. Hubertus's face twitched in annoyance.
Yes?
This is the General. How's the re-education of our recalcitrant guest coming?
The intel chief scowled at the limp form hanging from the ceiling.
She's lapsed into unconsciousness. I was just on the point of reviving her to continue our session.
Don't bother. We're getting underway. Send her to the cells.
The cells?
Let's let her feel the hope and joy of being reunited with her friends. Then let her see them being marched off to die. The way to break a wire is to keep bending it back and forth.
Ah, and I thought I was the sadist. It shall be as you command, Your Excellency.